Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Funny?
Horrific.
It's every Billy's joke from this week.
So here we go. Righto. My girlfriend, new girlfriend Daisy, okay, invited me over to meet her parents.
Yes.
This is one I might have told, but I like it. Before we went over, she let me know that her dad, Dale was his name, believe it or not, was in a car accident and had both his legs amputated at the hips. Apparently, it was a very sensitive issue, as you can imagine, Daisy. So I was not to mention it at all, okay?
Yes, I could imagine so.
So we arrive at the front door, and believe it or not, a dad, Dale, greeted us at the front door. Not seeing his wife anywhere, I'm looking behind him, couldn't see his wife anywhere. I said to him, Dale, it's great to meet you. Where's the other half?
Oh, no. Oh, Bill. Oh, no.
Tell you what, that got off on the wrong foot.
Oh,
it's gone the double punchline.
Bill, no. It's not bad, though. It's better than the rest of them.
It's actually all right. Where's the other half? Anyway, well done, Bill. You're away.
Not bad. I'll see you Wednesday, Fat. Happy Cup Day to you all.
Ascot, race 9, number 6 tomorrow. It's an oldie but a newie. We're rehashing a couple of old ones. What are you looking at me like that for, rabbit head?
An oldie but a newie.
It's an oldie but a goodie. Goodie.
Rabbit head.
I went into my son's bedroom the other day.
Which one?
Oscar. Yeah. And I could hear on the computer, like, watching porn.
I said,
mate, come on, mate. I said, don't go watching that. You'll go blind. He said, Dad, I'm over here. Poor old dad, blind.
Because you watched too much of the pornographic material. So.
Oh, no, Daisy.
Is that what it
could mean? That's funnier than the actual joke. You know,
no, it's not. The joke's actually good. You just got no sense of humour, rabbit head. Righto, here we go, Daisy. Come These on. Are old ones, but they're my favourites, okay?
You can't rehash.
So you're doing a best of joke.
Well, I'm not coming up with a new one. I'll save them for next year. Say so three nuns.
Oh.
Not the cobbles. Three nuns. We're eating lunch in the park, Daisy, okay? Yes. Minding their own business, having lunch, sitting there talking about God, I suppose I'd say. Anyway. And a bloke in a big trench coat comes up and he flashes the three nuns.
Underneath nothing? New?
Well, two of the nuns had a stroke.
Oh, no.
The other one, she couldn't reach. Oh, come on, Daisy. Oh. You're better than that.
Straight to confessional. Get the old holy water on the hands, wash the sins away.
Yeah, that's the other one
I'm getting there for Betty for two.
Oh, gosh.
That wasn't bad. Rehash, but that'll do. One to get smacked.
Right, I've got some jokes here, Daisy. You ready to go?
I am.
Right, I've got a joke for you, okay?
Yes, that's what the time of the day is. That's the opener, and this is what we do.
Righto.
Yep.
I always wondered what my parents used to do, Daisy, before the internet. But I'm going to ask my 12 brothers and sisters. Daisy, I will never forget my grandpa's last words.
This is a set. He's doing a set.
I will never forget my grandpa's last words.
What were they?
Stop shaking the ladder, you c***.
You can't, Bill.
Matty, just jump on that, Matty, will you?
Oh, we're live today.
And when I was born, I was given the choice, Daisy, of a long memory or a long doodle. I can't remember what I went with.
Piss off. Daddy.
Actually, that's it. I was on a roll, too. I should have kept going. I knew I had the crowd right here in my hand.
I reckon that's the only thing you've had yet.
Well done, Ben.
Well done. Good work. And thank you to the listeners.
Absolutely.
The listeners have been fantastic. Well done to you
for
all.
Sure.
And I think we'll be back next year.
We'll be back.
For even more of Billy's jokes and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour, download the Listener app now.